Cool Time with Connor Phillips. With the Heating and Bathroom Centre. From boiler to complete bathroom installation, they do it all.
It is happening. One of the biggest fights of next year. The British rivals will finally meet in the ring at the O2 in London following a massive ongoing war of words. David Haye against Tony Bellew on the 4th of March. And I don't think this is any coincidence. Since I started working a lot closer with Nick Pete from the Fight Disciples podcast, that all these big fights have been announced. Nick, I think you have more influence in the boxing world than you're letting on. You're just doing this purely for the headlines in this show.
That's it, exactly. I like to I tip these fights publicly on the show and then I go away and actually make them happen. That's the secret behind it.
Yeah, I said just before the news at 4 o'clock that this was the one I didn't see happening. I didn't see this. I did see it happening eventually, right?
Yeah.
I did see the dollar signs, I suppose, or the pound signs, as it's going to be in this case. I seen it maybe happening next summer. But you were on a couple of weeks ago and you thought that would happen before that. And you're absolutely right. Why has this happened? And congratulations, by the way, for the prediction.
Thank you. I'm on a bit of a roll at the moment. Listen, this fight just makes sense for both these guys. David Haye, as we know, he's only just come back out of, you know, being nowhere for so long, basically semi-retired. He's had a couple of fights on Dave against, you know, complete no-name fighters. He needed a route back into Sky Sports. He needed a route back into the heavyweight title picture. And he needed a big name. Tony Bell used that name, the world cruiserweight champion. He's a star on Sky Sports, obviously a huge star in his home city, star of the latest Rocky movie, of course, as well. It just kind of perfectly fits the bill for David Haye. Flip side of that coin is, Tony Bell used it. You know, he's just won the WBC cruiserweight title at Goodison Park, defended it once. It's fantastic. But he's in a weight division of non-glamorous potential opponents. They're all killers, don't get me wrong. It's a tough weight division. But there's not a lot of big names there to generate a lot of money because, listen, Tony Bellew's achieved his dream. He's champion of the world and he did it at Goodison Park. Now it's all about one thing, making money, as much money as possible. And fighting David Haye live on Sky Sports box office in London makes money.
Yeah, we said this quite a lot on this show. No matter what you think of Bellew, no matter what you think of what he says, a few texts and tweets in earlier on, Darren's one, for example, said that he thinks Haye is going to win inside two rounds. People don't like him in the city. He's too mouthy. He's too leery. If that's your view or you're somebody who is a huge Tony Bellew fan, no matter what your view on this is, he deserves his big payday.
Of course he does. You know, he completely deserves it. And, you know, anybody that knows David Haye on a personal level knows that's not him, knows it's all a show, knows the way he is on TV, the way he acts, the way he performs, if you like, in front of the cameras. That is all about selling himself. It's all about being a showman. It's all about the show business element of the sport, and it's got him where he is today. So you can't knock it. If you knock it, you don't understand boxing. Boxing is show business. It's entertainment. You've got to entertain to earn the big dollars. Now, Tony Bellew didn't have the mouth he's got as well as the punch power he's got. He wouldn't be appearing in the Rocky movies. He wouldn't be fighting for world titles. And he certainly wouldn't be fighting on March the 4th.
How will David Haye do against him, do you think? And I'm not looking for a result just of yet, because I'm sure we'll talk about this lots over the next number of months. But how will he deal with him? Because Bellew will go the distance. Bellew has got the engine. I'm looking at David Haye here. You know, the last time he went 12 rounds was in July 2011. You know, he had a short, sharp fight, the ridiculous fight with Derek Chisora. Then there was Demory when he came back. It was a first-round knockout. That recent fight he had with the Swiss guy, whose name I can't pronounce, that was a second-round TKO.
Yeah.
As much as he looks great and he has got the model looks and the model body, has he got the engine at the moment? Plus, he is getting on a bit.
Well, that's the big question, and that's obviously what Bellew's pointed to today as well. That's the main thing he's looking at. You know, he's been the more active fighter. He's been the guy that's fighting three, four times a year, not David Haye. David Haye's had two fights in the last couple of years, again, both against journeymen, you know, complete no-marks, to be honest with you. So Bellew's thinking that he's been more active, he's been more physical, so once it gets into the later stage of the fight, that's when Bellew expects to take over. The problem with that is, this fight ain't going to the later stages. I can't see this fight going past six or seven rounds. I think if it does, obviously it's great for Bellew. But listen, both these guys can punch and punch big. You know, they've got like 60, 70% knockout ratios, more than 40 knockouts between them. Obviously, you've got to... I think David Haye will undoubtedly start as betting favourite because he's been heavyweight champion of the world. He's held a version of the heavyweight belt. Tony Bellew's never fought a heavyweight, certainly not since his amateur days. But he was an amateur heavyweight. He was a three-time ABA heavyweight champion. So he knows what he's getting into. The thing with Bellew is he spars every day with David Price. He sparred previously with David Hay. And if we're led to believe, he dropped David Hay. So he knows he's got the power. Bellew's got the power to get the job done if he can land. Hay's got the power to get the job done if he can land. This fight ain't going past 6-8 rounds, as I say. Someone's getting carried out of there. It's just a case of whether David Hay will just be too physically big and strong on the night and he can weather Bellew's shots, or whether Bellew can use his speed, agility, and the fact that he's been a bit more active to land the killer blow.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. This is Full Time. I'm joined by Nick Pete from the Fight Disciples podcast. I'm joined by Nick for a very specific reason. In the last hour and a bit, it has been announced that David Hay and Tony Bellew will go toe-to-toe in the ring at the O2 in London on the 4th of March. Tony Bellew is going to be, at the moment, quite a few pounds lighter than David Hay. We're going to be talking to his coach, David Caldwell, in about 20 minutes' time. Nick, what's your feeling on this? Will he put on the weight without too much issue, and will it do anything to his performances?
Yeah, but you know, it'll be, they've got, you know, quite a few months now. They've got a good 4 or 5 months to do this right, and he will do it right. He'll do it with a nutritionist. He'll do it with a strength and conditioning coach. I expect Bellew to probably be, you know, best part of 20 pounds lighter than David Hay on the night, 15, 20 pounds. Don't expect, you know...
It's not going to be parity. Now, we were talking about this in the office and off air there, that we didn't suspect it would be parity, but is there going to be that much difference between them?
I think there'll be that much difference, yeah, because I don't think Bellew will put that much weight on. You know, anyone that's a fight fan and seen Tony anyway, it's not like he's got a David Hay, Anthony Joshua style physique. You know, he's not necessarily got a fighter, you know, a model's physique, if you like. He's got functional muscle physique. You know, he's all about the power, Tony. So to put too much weight on, Bellew would lose a lot of his speed, a lot of what makes him such a big puncher. So I don't expect him. Obviously, he'll be much heavier than cruiserweight, but I think he'll be a good 20 pounds off David Hay, because on the flip side of that, I think David Hay is going to get as big as he possibly can, because the bigger he gets, the harder it's going to be to put him over, the harder it's going to be for Bellew to manhandle him in there and move him around the ring. I expect Hay to probably come in the biggest he's been as a heavyweight. I expect, obviously, Bellew to come in a lot sharper, a lot more leaner, and, you know, just hope that he can land the shot.
I think that when you said at the start of this chat we've had about this being showbiz and about this being well set up for both of them, they will come out with their trash talk now. But is there any of this that is proper personal, or we just have to take it with a pinch of salt? This is like Hay saying, the country is fed up with your constant yapping, even in his hometown of Liverpool. I would be stopped in the street by people begging me to spectacularly send him into retirement. It's a bit harsh. It's a bit Conor McGregor-esque, is it not?
It is, yeah, of course. And, you know, obviously, behind most trash talk, there's always a little bit of needle there, because fighters obviously will overstep the mark. I think we've only just begun. We've got 4 months of sensational trash talk to come. I'm looking forward to it. I hazard a guess that any scouser that approached David Hay and said, please knock him out spectacularly, was either a die-hard copite Liverpool fan or someone that maybe Bellew cut up in traffic or something like that. But I guarantee the whole of Liverpool, the whole city, whether you're red or a blue, come fight night, probably will and certainly should be behind Tony Bellew, because, listen, of the day, this guy's going to be giving away a lot of weight. He's going in against the former heavyweight champion of the world. He's doing it in his own backyard. He's having to go to London to do it as well. You know, he's daring to be great. You've got to respect that. Whether you like Tony Bellew as a person or not, you've got to respect what he's doing at the moment. You know, he's putting everything on the line. He's gambling. Okay, he's going to get the biggest, hopefully, I'm sure he is going to get the biggest payday of his career. But he's going in there. You know what you're going to get from Tony Bellew. He's not going to turn up and go through the motions. He's going to go in there. He's going to throw everything he's possibly got at David Hay, and he's going to hope that something lands.
I'm looking at their career records here. It's remarkable how similar they are. Both football. Yeah. Hay fought 30, Bellew 31. They've both won 28 fights. Hay, no draws. Bellew, only one draw. They've only both lost twice. They're both standing at 6'3" tall. It's maybe, bar the difference in weight, as you said, anything between 15 and 20 pounds, they are very well matched career-wise.
Yeah, exactly. If you flash back to when David Hay himself was cruiserweight champion of the world, you know, obviously they were both hitting the same weight division. Then obviously Hay's body is a slightly different body type. He's got more of a sculpted body type, more aspirational, if you like. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you look like. It matters who's got the biggest punch and who lands first. Again, you know, obviously Hay started this fight for me, and I'm sure in most pundits' eyes, Hay will start as the favourite, purely because he's mixed in heavyweight weight division before. But Bellew's a form fighter, and at the end of the day, he's got so much confidence in him right now. He called for this fight. Hay called for this fight. They both wanted it to happen. And I think it's going to be fireworks.
Right, I'm going to have David Caldwell on with me in a second. Right, first of all, if you were talking to David, well, give me one question. I'm going to be a lazy presenter here, right? I'm going to allow the boxing correspondent to give me something, at least a little bit of inspiration. What would you ask him?
What I will be asking Dave, and I want you to ask Dave next, is the fact that you know, what's target weight? What are they? What's Dave thinking is going to be Bellew's walking weight the night of the fight? And what does he think Hay's going to turn up in on the night of the fight? I'd be curious to know if Dave agrees with me that David Hay will probably come in at his heaviest. So I'm curious to know how big he wants Bellew to get. You know, how much muscle mass are they intending to put on for this fight? Because again, you know, it's a fine line between putting on muscle mass to be able to handle the strength that David Hay is going to have and the size he's going to have, but also not taking away from any of Bellew's speed.
Yeah, it just reminds me when you talk about the difference. It always reminds me of watching Mike Tyson when I was a kid. You know, it was the height thing. It was about that he was always going to give away height. He was always going to give away a bit of weight, but then you always seen the power and the punch. So it always reminds me of that whenever you say that. One question I can ask you that I know I probably won't ask David Caldwell, who's going to join me in the next couple of minutes. How much is he going to earn from this, do you think?
But again, hopefully it's a career high. It's on Sky Box Office for a reason, because you know both these guys can sell a fight. You know, this is a seven-figure fight, hopefully for Tony Bellew. And you know, the great thing about this fight as well, from a lot of ways, when you look at it, this is a win-win fight for Tony Bellew.
Yeah.
He loses to David Hay. Well, he's lost against the heavyweight, and he goes back and picks up his cruiserweight belt, moves back down to cruiserweight, and continues his reign.
And
there.
The interesting thing is,
this is worth asking Dave as well, if he knocks out David Hay, and that, there's absolutely a real strong possibility of that, there's only one fight they're going to be pushing for on Sky, and that's Tony Bellew to stay a heavyweight and fight Anthony Joshua.
Oh, no.
I'd like to know what Dave Caldwell thinks of that.
Now you're talking, and like we said earlier on, rightfully so, Tony Bellew's in a position where he deserves to be earning the big bucks, and wow, can you imagine that one? Not only in this city, but from, I suppose, an entire boxing perspective as well. Just a very quick one. If Bellew was to lose this, if he dropped back down a weight, do you think he'd be able to go toe-to-toe with a flashier fighter that will give him the better fights within in that weight category, or has he already done that?
I think he's proved himself to be the best cruiserweight on the planet. He's got the WBC belt, the best belt in boxing. You know, he's the number one in the weight division right now. He's daring to be great by going to heavyweight. If it doesn't work out for him, he moves back down to cruiserweight, fights, you know, probably in the autumn or late summer. There's an absolute catalogue of champions there, and they all want Tony Bellew. Even the other world champions are all calling out Tony Bellew because he's the biggest name in the weight division. So, again, this David Hay fight, it's kind of win-win because, you know, he dares to be great, he achieves it, fantastic. He doesn't, well, he's in exactly the same position he's in now in terms of being the number one draw in the cruiserweight weight class.
Full time with Connor Phillips. With the Heating and Bathroom Centre. From boiler to complete bathroom installation, they do it all.